So we recite the foundation of all good qualities.
The Tibetan mind, the Buddhism, or the meditation that we take in, that we take interest to learn, to practice. This is taught by a kind, compassionate Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. This method, this path is revealed by a kind, compassionate Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So the medicine given to you, prescribed by doctor, that you're taking, so you rely on the medicine, that means also you rely on the doctor. So same here, you see, this method that we meditation practice that we take interest to learn, to practice, however, for better life. So this, even without talking big aims like liberation or enlightenment, without talking that, to a better life, just in this, putting it just a simple way, to have a better life. So this is revealed by Buddha. So naturally we rely on Buddha. Naturally we take refuge to Buddha, as we take refuge to the meditation, the meditation practice, this path that's revealed by Buddha. As we rely on this, naturally we rely on the Buddha, and naturally we already have taken refuge to Buddha, as we rely on the method revealed by Buddha, the path to liberation and enlightenment. Path to the path. to the happiness, liberation, enlightenment. So that we want to discover, actualize. So as we rely on this, naturally we rely on Buddha. Naturally we're taking refuge to Buddha. So therefore, and then as well as all the lineage lamas, from Buddha, that this teaching has been handed down. All those who has actualized the path, from Buddha handed down, down to root gurus. So naturally, we rely upon all them who passed the teaching. From one lama to another lineage lama, passed down to our root guru. So actually we rely on all the founder or the present Buddhama, Buddha, then all other lineage lamas like this. So therefore, here it involves asking them to grant blessings with oneself in the mind of all the sentient beings, to purify the obstacles. To purify the obstacles. The main one, ignorance. The mind which is unknowing the ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of the aggregates, the phenomena. And then also purifying the the wrong concept, which is the obstacle, see, which is against to, see, bodhicitta, which interfere, see, to actualize bodhicitta, the altruistic mind to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So to purify this, the very basic the wrong concepts, and then from Sutra said what is purified wrong concepts main these two, and then from say Tantra what is to be purified, what should be purified is ordinary impure thought. The ordinary, the impure concept and appearances, and and gross mind, the impure, say, subtle wind and mind, and then, so this what is it, so from Tantra to so, what is to be purified, you know, but by practicing Tantra, what is to be purified, these things, and then to actualize wisdom, realizing emptiness, the fundamental part of the Siddhi Sutra, you know, the wisdom, realizing emptiness, and bodhicitta, to main one, from Tantra, method of wisdom, part of method of wisdom of the Tantra, such as the clear light, illusory body, then to achieve the result, Dharmakaya, Buddha's holy body, Rupakaya, and the holy mind, Dharmakaya, the goal, what is to be achieved. So, when we ask for blessings, receiving blessings, so blessing contains all this, meaning of blessing is this, to say the one's mind to be transformed and to achieve. So the final thing is to, once the mind become Dharmakaya, the body become Rupakaya. So you see, transform the mind into whole path, the whole path to enlightenment, method of wisdom, then go Dharmakaya, Rupakaya. So to, you know, to say, yeah, to achieve this, once the mind to become Dharmakaya, body to become Rupakaya. So this meaning of blessing contains all that. From the root of the path to enlightenment, what Geshe Dashi has been explaining yesterday and today, these 2 days, you know, about Guru, the shortcomings of, not say devoting the guru, shortcoming is not devoting the guru, and say and make a mistake. You see, after having found the guru, then not correctly devoting, making mistakes, those shortcomings and benefits of benefits, advantage, disguise of advantage that you know, correctly devoting the virtuous friend. So, however, with thought and action. So, which is the root? Which is the root, and that which makes successful all the rest of the path, beginning of the path, the graduate beginning of the path, the graduate path of the lower capable being, which starts from perfect. Which starts from the, you see, the realizing that this perfect human body, is discovering, realizing that this human body is qualified with 8 freedom, 10 richness, or 10 receptacles. This is how so precious. So, beginning from that, beginning of the Lam Rim, beginning of the path from there up to enlightenment. So, what makes successful, the graduate path of the lower, middle, higher capable being. So that is mentioned sutra and the Buddhist foundation and tantra a result is the tantra part. So what makes successful all that after enlightenment is by the route, the correctly devoting, after one has found the virtuous friend, and then correctly devoting the virtuous friend, so that. So blessing, so when they ask for blessing, blessing contains from the beginning of the path, guru devotion, up to enlightenment, so like that. In Tibetan term, blessing is this. If you want to learn Tibetan language, the Tibetan language for blessing, anyway, so chinlap, chin is glorious, magnificent, glorious, and love means transformation in our mind. You see, your mind transformed into compassion, into loving kindness, into wisdom, you know, into bodhicitta, into patience. So anyway, into lamrim, you see, from guru devotion, they taught, say, you are taught towards the guru, which is ordinary, then transform that into pure thought, devotional thought, you see. So that is a blessing, you see. So that time, when your mind becomes, you know, to samsara, happiness, which is the only nature of suffering, you see, not real happiness, you know, not pure happiness, which is the only nature of suffering. And some, you see, by discovering this, but the samsara is the only nature of suffering, you know, then mind totally detached. Detached to this. And total determination, you see, to be free from this samsara. So that's real blessing. Then when the mind comes from the bodhicitta, that's incredible blessing. And then, you see, when realize the emptiness, you see, ultimate nature of the I, aggregates, that's not a great blessing, you see. Then, of course, the tantra path, generation completion path, you see. That, the last one is the Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, you know, become that. So, and there is a request and prayer to all the Rinzai Lamas. Maybe I remember, I'm not sure, all the prayers. But however we do, just the request and prayer to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. That one aspect, all the Guru Buddha Dhamma, Sangha, all the Rinzai Lamas, you know, direct, indirect, you know, that all the Guru Buddha Dhamma, Sangha, that in that one aspect, we make a total one point request. Then nectar beams emitted. So to purify all these, you know, obstacles, wrong concepts that I've just mentioned, and then receive all the realizations, all the blessing from Guru devotion up to enlightenment, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, you know, including the path of Metta Wisdom. To be exercised, you know, say, right now, with one's mind, so make strong request. One visualize nectar beam immediately from Buddha, entered with one's body mind, and in the body mind of all of us here, all sentient beings. So we can think about that. Yeah. So now I will lead recite the Lambrim the meditation Lambrim prayer, the Lambrim meditation prayer, that which contains essence of the whole path to enlightenment.
Yendem gunje jeju tenjen je suje tamba lam je zawar le bara tone be ba tuma kuba chin be tamba ra chin ji lo len je ne ba ta ve ten sand chin do ne ga tun je se ju ne ni je gun do ning bo al be yin je me ba je wa ra chin ji Lo so ya wa chu ye chu ru ni do je be chi wa tem ba dan si ve en je so lue dan a te ma ga na len de si ji re dan wa la ne ba tem ba ne 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 be so ta xian ta wa nam jiang a mo wa dan ge so ta da yin du ba ra ye che ba la ta do ba dan tem ba ra ye chin ji 我这边没我懂了个你也得没人谁别碰着的你没人的爱他别的话了全年见不我接我来亲戚我难道三百的也长百天大谢谢把月见不也得别走我所说的话若把宁波接我来亲戚 Ranya Sombai tabi lo barai chinji lo lo be yu lai yin wai shi ji yang tai tong lai su shi ai chi ba ye shi ni lang du sung du ai di bi nyu du ju lai ji warai chinji lo tu mo ya lam zhang ni du ai ju ba te ba gun ji shu ju rai du ji te gan sa Te ba gun ji chu ju ro do je de sa ge sa ji ju ngo a tam ba de la ni do ju ba ra chin ji a da ra lam sang tum be xie ni dang su ji en du be to na ma sha de che da nang ge ya ba du je be zo ni wa rai xi wa yi chin ji a la du
耶瓦昆多阿扬达拉玛当达美学界别拉耶龙之萨达拉姆地耶云地阿拉索阿内多杰阿强给科邦女多云如邦地阿拉美阿南巴拉塔瓦拉给杰阿怎么样拉达米杰
Shortman Laughing on page 14.
Oh.
Some meditation on this? The sense objects, the sense objects that which appears, that which appears to us, there are some, every one of them is something that which appears to us is something that which we labeled, something which appears to us is something that which we, which our mind labeled, you know, which once our mind labeled, that one is appeared back. Something that your mind labeled is appeared back to you. For example, you see, you met a person a long time ago, then you met again, but you meet again. But many times it happens that you don't recognize. You do not recognize. And then somebody introduced you. That is this person. That person, you say that you met such a place, or person who did such, or person with such a story, or person who did such as to you, or even though you met that person, you knew that person before, but after a long time ago didn't meet, and then suddenly you see that person. But did not recognize. In a person called Robert. You met somewhere, and you know, had lunch together, or did part, you know, met in a party, or some. You see something, somewhere. You see. So then, you didn't recognize. As soon as somebody tells, or as soon as you remember, you know, which means your mind labeled. As soon as you, as soon as you put that label, you know, as soon as you remember, that means you, as soon as you put the label, then you see that person that way. You know? As soon as you remember, means as soon as you, your mind put that same label, you see, then immediately then you see the then you see the person in the you see robot. No, you didn't see that, you didn't see that person as a robot before, but now you see, now you see, you see that person as a robot. You see, you saw the person's aggregates. You saw the person's aggregates before, but you didn't see that person as a robot. You know, you didn't see that person as a robot. As soon as you somebody reminds you, or as soon as you remember, you know, which means you, as soon as you label robot, you see, then after that you see that person as a robot. You see, so now, this another example makes, this example helps. You see. This example helps also to realize emptiness, to say, to realize emptiness. How it helps to realize emptiness? In one way that the false view of robot, you see, the inherently existent robot, you see, appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind, not merely labeled by mind. That robot, inherently existing robot, which doesn't exist, but all the time appears and believes, one believes, you see. One has that appearance, you know, in an appearance of inherently existing robot, and then one believes. But in the reality, it doesn't exist. So, which helps to recognize this false robot or this false view of your false view of robot, you see. So you see, at the first you see the person's association of the body mind, you see. So so that time you're seeing the base. You see, you did not recognize that as robot. So then you haven't labeled robot. So you don't see the label robot. You only see the base that time. After you remember robot, which means the labeled robot, then you see the label. Then after that you see the label in the robot. After your mind imputed. So that helps you see the base to be labeled robot and the label robot, these two are different phenomena. Not that they're not one. Normally, you see, according to our wrong view, view of our ignorance, might think they're one, but it's not one. You see, that helps to realize that what you normally believe, what normally appears to you, is wrong. That's a false. You see, that robot. And you see the aggregates, the association of body mind, you see, which is the base, you know, indifferentiable, the robot. So we have that, so normally have that appearance and believe in that way, you see. Mm. So that analysis, see, realizing, you know, the first what you see, aggregates is the base, then next, after your mind label, after you remember the robot, label the robot, then you see robot. You're seeing the base. So that's the normal evolution. That is normally how you see things in our daily life. Every single phenomenon, this is how we see. First you see the base, then you see the label. That's the evolution. That's how it is, so how we see things. Like that. So anyway, what I'm saying is, you see, robot, you know, yeah, So before you don't see robot, you see you don't see robot. Why? Because your mind hasn't labeled robot. You haven't recognized. You haven't. Your mind hasn't labeled. Afterwards, your mind. After you remembered, your mind labeled, and then you see robot. You see. So I'm relating to the last night explanation. You see, as I gave the example of the you see ABCD. You know how we see ABCD. This up to Z is alphabet. How we see this? How we see the each of the alphabets? I mentioned the evolution, so like that. I'm using the robot, you see, like this, another example to what appears to us is what our mind labeled. You see, another example. Another example in our life. When somebody angry to you, dislike you, you help that person. You give a cup of tea you give a cup of tea to that person or whatever you see, then person doesn't say thank you. You see. Or I say a person walks in front of you with the nose up, with the nose in the sky. Anyway. So what is it that upsets you? What is it that upsets you? Does it upset you or not? Huh? Does it upset you or not? Yeah? Huh? Very much. Anyway, so what is it that upsets you? Yeah. You know, what is it that upsets you? Why it makes you upset? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. So why it should make upset you even they don't like you? Why it should upset you? You want here? You want here?
They don't see you as how glorious you are. They don't
see you. But that doesn't matter, no? But why we should upset? Why should upset you?
Your ego.
Offense. Yeah. But why? But why it should upset ego? Pride. You put a price on the person. you mean you beat the person? Beat how much price of the person? Anyway, how much cost the person? I'm joking. I just didn't hear properly. I didn't hear properly. I didn't hear properly what you said. Pride. Oh, I see. Because you have pride. Oh, I see. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Pride. I thought you mentioned something else more. I thought you mentioned more than that before. Pride and something else. Oh, I see. Level pride on that person. I see. You interpreted that person doing something wrong. Yeah? Is that what you're saying? You pointed that person doing something wrong. Yeah. Yeah. I think that is there. It's that is there. Mm. Mm. But why that should upset you? Why it should upset the ego?
Because you have a label of yourself, and that person is telling you that label is not like that.
That person is telling you that label is not like that.
Yes, you have a label of you, which that you are a nice person, and
yes.
A lot of qualities.
Yeah.
And that person is telling you something which doesn't accord with the label you have.
Mm. Label that you believe, you mean the reputation of what you have, or what you believe. I mean, good things. What you want to believe, what you believe for yourself. So, because other person didn't put the label that you want, so that you get upset, yeah? That's what I'm saying. That's what you mean? Not the same.
Yes.
Other person put a different label than your own label. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Like what? if somebody calls you ice cream, you get upset? You want to be ice cream? then somebody's going to enjoy you. Then somebody's going to enjoy you. No, I'm joking. Sorry, I didn't let you speak. What do you say? No, what example you could give?
No, I think it has to be more with the reputation.
Mm.
I think it has to be more with the reputation.
Maybe you want to good reputation, the person didn't have good reputation, that's why. With that? You want to have good reputation, and the person didn't give good reputation. Well, like that? Something like that? Mm. Mm. So why it upset the ego? Mm. Why it should upset the ego? Yeah. see. Yes. Oh, that it has meaning. Everything what you saying has meaning. Everything what you all your answer has meaning. So you said why the ego get upset is because self because false image of oneself. The other person is attacking to that, to the attacking to that projection.
Yes.
I see. Connect to that. That other person is not connecting. That other person is, because ego get upset, that person is only connecting the your false self. Your self that is false. That other person is only connecting to that. The person is not connecting your self which exists. That person not connecting that. That person not talking to that. Their self which exists. The self which is not false. The other person is not talking to that. The other person is talking to only this, only yourself, which that who do not exist. Yeah. That's why the ego get upset. Yeah. You made it much more profound than I expected. Yeah. If you get beaten by somebody, do you get upset also? If you get beaten by somebody, do you get upset also? Yeah, beaten. Not beaten like that. beat. With the rope. You know, with the rope, beaten. With, you know, letters, with the rope, beaten. Do you get upset? Huh? You get upset? Yeah? And if you ask to beat, you get upset. It's same beating. Beating same. If you ask for it. If it is something that you asked for it, then if you get beaten, you get pleasure, right? Right?
but it was not. But if it's something which you haven't asked, then you're bidden, then you get upset, right? If you ask for it, then you don't get upset. You get pleasure. Huh? Is it like that? So here it becomes very interesting. You know, if you ask for it, it's beating them. But if you ask for it, you don't get absolutely even get happy. No, it's good, yes.
When things go the way we want, so we don't have to protect ourselves. We just protect ourselves when we are aggressed or anything like that.
Thank you very much. You're right. Perfectly right. Being bidden is same, but whether you get upset or not, whether you get upset or not, it depends on the person who beat you. Right? And somebody, you see, if it's a person whom you want to beat you, then no, it's not a problem at all. But if it's a person that you don't like to be beaten, whom you don't like to beat you, then that becomes a problem, right? If it's a person whom you like to beat you, there's no problem. Beating them, exactly the same. Maybe amount of beating them, how heavy beating them, you know, them. Yeah? If it's a person who beat you is somebody whom you like to beat you, whom you wish to beat you, then it's no problem. You enjoy. If the person that you don't like, the person who beat you is somebody who you don't like, don't have interest in that to beat you, then it becomes a problem, right? Then it becomes a problem to you. The other one doesn't become a problem to you, but same beating, heavy amount, heavy, same. So you see, so this is, again, you see, totally. I heard in the West, people pay money to beat you. You pay money to beat you. So I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. You know, you pay money to beat you. business people go there, that place. Pay money to beat you. So I'm talking about that. So, but you see, but if it's so that place, you see, you know, they don't get angry, they don't get upset, but you see, even you know, even you pay money, you see, even you pay money for it, you know, you see. To beat. So that person, you see, person label it, the person labeled that beating good. You see, here the point is that why is not upset? The person, you see, that beating person, you see, labeled good, you see, the beating done by those particular person at that place, you see. So the same business person, you know, come out of that place where he had to pay money, you see, to be beaten, come out of the place, street, then somebody beat. You know. Before he goes into the car, somebody beat. You know? Then that will get upset. He will terribly get upset and angry. Then he will sue that person. You know. Immediately hand over the person to the police. So there's big differences. You see, you know, that when he was in that place, and you see, so, that beating, you know, that could be even heavier beating, but. That one, for him, not a problem, it's a pleasure. And then you see, right after he came out of that place, then in the street, somebody comes along and beat. Even could be even lighter than how he was beaten inside in that place where he spent money. And so you see, but incredibly get angry and then, you know, sue that person. Beat back that person, or revenge back that person. So here, this person label is bad, you know. Right after he came out of the house and beaten by a stranger, somebody, you see. Then that one, this person labeled in a bad, you see. The other place being beaten by those girls, and then is this person called, you see, this person called good, you see, labeled good, you see, like that. You see. So, due to a different label, due to what label you put it, you see, the other one, he put a good label, he labeled good. And outside, when the stranger come by and beat, you see, put negative labels, bad. You see. So in that particular place, you know, where he asked to be beaten by the girl, you see, the business person doesn't get upset, you know. He wants to be more beaten, you see, doesn't get upset. Because he labeled good, so doesn't get upset. Outside he get upset because he labeled bad. You see. So even though beating could be much smaller, you know, like that. So you see, so here you see what upsets you, what doesn't upset you. You see the point. You see the point. What upsets you, what doesn't upset you. You depending, you see, what kind of label you put it. You see, one beating you call good, one beating the person labeled bad, you see. Even it's much smaller beating, you see. Much smaller hurt, you know. But the person mind labeled bad, so that it becomes a huge problem. You know, because your mind labeled bad, so it becomes a huge problem. You see, whom you paid money, you know, the girl to beat you, even though it's much more, say, harder, say, heavy beating, but person labeled good. So, the person doesn't think that, person think that's a pleasure instead of thinking a problem, you see, bad, you see. So, like that. Even the beating is same, you know. So, depending on what level you put, you see, whether it become problem or not, whether you become problem or not problem, it depends. It totally depends. You see, what level your mind put it. You see, negative or positive, you know, for the good or bad. Then depending on that, then depending on what level you put, then it appears back to you, bad. One bad, one good. You see, so like that.